Now, you will hear the first segment.
This week, the Museum of Contemporary Culture is hosting a week-long anime festival featuring animated films from Japan. Today, correspondent Dorothy Kern talks with Ed Mills, the festival's organizer, about anime, its history, and why it's important.
How would you define anime?
Anime is an abbreviation of the word animation. In Japan, the word anime is used to refer to all kinds of animation. But outside of Japan, when people say it, they usually mean specifically animation from Japan.
How long has it been around?
The origins of anime go back to the beginnings of Japan's film industry in the early 20th century. But before the Second World War, it was mainly used for propaganda and advertising, and not so much for entertainment. The anime we think of today is really a product of television in the 1960s, when television started becoming popular in Japan. The first anime were adaptations of popular manga, or Japanese comic books. And at first, they were a strictly Japanese thing. But then, in 1963, an anime called Astro Boy became a worldwide sensation.
I know Astro Boy. He was this little boy who could fly.
Right. He was a robot boy created by the government and had all these superpowers. So Astro Boy was a popular comic book that was made into an animated TV series that became a huge hit in Japan and then got exported to the US. And this was followed in the late 60s by another Japanese anime that became popular outside of Japan, and that was Speed Racer. So that's the beginning of anime as a worldwide art form, and not just something in Japan.
So is there a certain style that distinguishes anime? How's it different from other animation?
That's what's interesting. Anime encompasses a broad range of visual styles, but it's somehow all distinguishable as anime. I think there's a visual style to it that's very Japanese. You can see elements of Japan's woodblock printing tradition in it. Everything's very flat, with bold colors and sharp lines. A lot of the imagery's stylized as well. Things like exaggerated action scenes, characters with big eyes, mechanical insect monsters. Actually, a lot of the Hollywood science fiction's been influenced by anime.
How so?
Just what I'm talking about. Things like mechanical insect monsters, dark futuristic cities, things like energy balls, you know, big glowing balls of plasma crisscrossed with electric currents, things like the bullet time you see in The Matrix, interesting ways of depicting speed. All of this comes from anime or is at least influenced by anime sensibilities.
By the anime genre.
Well, I'm not sure I'd use that word, but it brings up something interesting. Anime is often described as a genre, but it actually encompasses a huge variety of genres. You have children's anime, anime for teen girls, fantasy, Scandinavian myths have become a subgenre, high art, anime with adult themes. There are probably as many genres with anime as there are in literature and film.
So if it's not a genre, what is it?
It's a tremendously diverse art form, and I think that's why it deserves to be in a museum.